Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There are many things that Americans are willing to wait in line for. The latest version of the iPad, tickets to see the Hunger Games, cheap TVs on Black Friday. But in D.C. today, it's all about waiting for the Supremes. It's Monday, March 26th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
The Supremes back together again, all nine of them.
That's right. We're going to take you to D.C. this morning, talk with a couple people who are waiting for a chance to hear arguments in the Supreme Court. It's about President Obama's health care plan, and that's something many of you are talking about. A listener in California sent us this text: if third world countries can have universal health care, then America can too. We could just have to fight this one out. How would a requirement to buy insurance affect your life? We want to know. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on our headlines.
And the first headline, President Obama calling for deeper cuts in nuclear weapons while at an international summit in South Korea today. While meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, the two discussed the current nuclear treaty between Washington and Moscow. It limits the amount of nukes to some 1,500 strategic warheads, which the president says is way more than the world needs. At the same press conference, he said the U.S. and Russia agreed North Korea must not provoke animosity through its nuclear program.
We are going to be both sending messages to North Korea that they should not go forward with this missile launch, which would violate existing UN Security Council resolutions.
Barack Obama meets with China's president later today.
Critics of President Obama's health care overhaul get their day in court today. The Supreme Court begins 3 days of oral arguments to decide if the legislation violates the Constitution. Justices will decide if the federal government has the authority to require most Americans to purchase health insurance. Hearings today will focus on whether the court can even hear the case, since any penalties don't kick in until 2014. And the 17th victim in this month's deadly shooting spree in Afghanistan was an unborn child. That's according to Afghan police. There had been an ongoing discrepancy between U.S. and Afghan officials on the exact number of victims. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been charged with 17 counts of murder and remains in solitary confinement at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas.
Two British soldiers were killed this morning when a man wearing an Afghan army uniform opened fire inside a NATO base in southern Afghanistan. Coalition forces returned fire, killing the gunman. Turkey is closing its embassy in Damascus, Syria, and recalling its ambassador amid continuing violence there. That news comes as Turkey and the United States say they plan to provide non-lethal assistance, like communications equipment, to opposition groups inside Syria.
Republican Rick Santorum is trying to capitalize on his big win over the weekend in Louisiana. He's now on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, where he says frontrunner Mitt Romney is not fit for the general election.
Pick any other Republican in the country. He is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama. Why would Wisconsin want to vote for someone like that?
The next Republican contests are next Tuesday in the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Wisconsin.
Worst Republican? You said the worst is actually John McCain, right?
Well, because he already lost to
President Obama. Obviously. Yeah. No, it's a crazy statement there by Santorum. Weigh in on that if you like. We'd love to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You said Jack Abramoff.
Jack Abramoff would be pretty bad, too. 7.1 magnitude earthquake in central Chile. Just to finish off the headlines here, it was the strongest tremor to hit that country since a powerful quake struck 2 years ago. And the stage is set for the men's NCAA Final Four in New Orleans. First up, an interstate rivalry with number one seeded Kentucky taking on Louisville. On the other side, Ohio State takes on Kansas. Asian markets up, European indices mixed. Futures on Wall Street now up. The Dow gets underway at 13,080, and the S&P opens at 1,397. The NASDAQ at 3067.
Well, the Supreme Court begins those 3 days of arguments today on the constitutionality of the health care overhaul, and many of you are having your own debate. A listener in New York sent us this text: the Affordable Health Care Act means incredible peace of mind for every American, a much stronger economy, and a healthier, happier nation. Its impact will be far-reaching, and it's very, very long overdue. A listener in Florida texted this: we already need insurance to drive. How is it unreasonable to mandate insurance just to be alive? Give us your thoughts. You can call us at 8778-MYTAKE or just text us, as these listeners did, at 69866. You just have to lead off your text with the word TAKE. We're going to talk more in a moment.